You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the draft, play the draft with the Cleveland Browns for your chance to win incredible prizes. A very cool new game, Play the Draft. It's new, it's free, fantasy NFL draft game. The first contest is live now. Sign up at clevelandbrowns.com today to be a part of that. And speaking of the draft, and speaking of the Draft Day movie, which of course is based on the Browns, and the reason why I'm coming to you from Los Angeles today at the NFL Network Studios as a guest of the Lionsgate production company that is putting out this movie that will debut in a couple of weeks, or at least nationally. It's making some premieres. I'm going to be going to one here in Los Angeles tonight. We want to give two tickets away for the Cleveland premiere of this movie, and you can score them right now. We're looking for the eighth caller on the WKNR contest line, 216-583-9546. 216-583-9546. You'll get two tickets to attend the Cleveland premiere of the movie Draft Day. It's at Cinemark Valley View. So you're going to want to be a part of this. I've seen the flick. It's fun. It's something that you're going to enjoy. You just seeing the Cleveland sights, just seeing Cleveland come to life in the big screen. And we know, obviously, multiple movies have been shot in Cleveland. We know Captain America coming up, but Cleveland served as another city in that movie. But here it's Cleveland is Cleveland, and it's awesome. Do we have a winner yet, Mr. Gibbs? You'll let us know when we have the winner. All right, so you'll get...
Twitter's still blowing up, Vic.
Two tickets to that. Yeah, Twitter's blowing up, and let's let Megan Rock share some of these tweet feeds with us.
All right, going off of the point that you guys made earlier in the show, Sarge says, McCoy Manziel did well in school due to great O-lines, which is something the Browns never have.
And you know, that's a fair point that they've played behind better lines, at least that played better at the collegiate level. I think there's some validity to saying that, and it'll be interesting to see how this line protects now that the blocking scheme is going to change. Now, it's going to change mainly for the sake of the run, what the zone block does, but foundationally, all things work hand in hand, Reg, right? You're setting up your passing game by blocking that way and creating a lot of different looks and ideas for defenses to kind of think about, worry about.
It does, and that's why I asked Doug Deacon about it, Vic, because it's going to have a major impact, the zone blocking scheme, and then how does that equate with what you want to do with your quarterback? And the two definitely work hand-in-hand. You know, we've seen Kyle Shanahan. Remember, he likes to run out of the pistol, Vic, with that one back look, whether he was at Houston or then with Alfred Morris. So, you know, you've got to have an offensive line that's going to be able to move, especially the guards, and be able to get out to the edges to run those stretch plays.
Yeah. All right. Well, Megan, what else do we have?
All right. Steven says he would take Watkins at 4, Mosley at 26, and Jimmy Garoppolo at 35.
That's intriguing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, look, we are fixated. We've talked a lot about quarterbacks there, but that pick, that fourth pick, opens the door to multiple possibilities beyond the quarterback position. You can make your team better beyond the quarterback position.
Yes.
But you better know what the quarterback position is going to be before we say all these great things about I don't know how I will feel if draft day, when it comes to an end. I'm not talking about the movie now. I'm talking about the real life thing.
Right.
I don't see the Browns having that quarterback position locked in. It's so interesting, though, that we talk about life imitating art or art imitating life. When you see that movie, you're going to find out how the storyline in some ways is going to relate to what the Browns are going through with this draft. I'm just in no little hint. I'm not giving it away.
I think Vic was consulted by the producers, directors, and by Kevin Costner and Jennifer Garner.
I know they already had most of it in place, but it was fun to have some football conversation with Kevin Costner on the sidelines in Berea when he was in there shooting and just hanging out, just watching practice. Got about 20 minutes, and it was enjoyable. The guy loves sports, and I said, you've been Mr. Baseball guy, but it's so cool to see you involved in a football movie. By the way, Chuck Butler is our winner of the two tickets to see the premiere of Draft Day. Again, Chuck, congratulations, and thanks for being with us and winning the prize. And you're going to get to see, again, the premiere of Draft Day, and that's going to be coming up for you in about 2 weeks, and it'll be at Cinemark Valley View. All right, we want to thank Paul Burmeister for being on the show and Doug Deacon for his contributions to this show. We want to thank Megan Rock for the tweets and for sharing those on the air with us and for just doing her all-around unbelievably great job in support of this show. Want to thank Jason Gibbs, our tremendous producer. I want to thank my guy, Michael Regai, for filling in for Nathan Zagura so beautifully these last few days. Really appreciate it. And you're going to be back with us, obviously, soon.
I look forward to a lot of fun, and the excitement's just beginning, isn't it?
Yes. And, yeah. Zagura, your butt is back in that studio next week. Your vacation will be over. We're going to get you back here. The two of us will be back in Berea from our different travels. All right. And we thank you, the listeners, and want to tell you that you're going to be staying tuned for Julian Gerard. That is coming up next here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Take back the night. Take back the night. Ooh. You know you go mess around and find out there ain't no one better. Take back the night.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network. Yeah.